Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator for the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. She joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Kate, thank you much for joining us. Comments. World Water Day, it's coming up on March the 22nd, which is Friday. How goes things for that?
Pretty good. So we've just finished locking in all of our speakers, and we're just organizing things on the back end so that we're going to have a very awesome, very informative talk about water and water in the province, particularly around kind of sharing and drought. That's really top of mind for a lot of folks. So it's a free webinar that we're going to be hosting on the 22nd to celebrate World Water Day from 12 to 1 p.m.
That's a good point you bring up here, Kate. How good is the timing of this day and this webinar that's coming up, especially with the fires that have happened in the Northwest and the drought that has happened not only in the Peace but in the South as well?
Yeah, so this event is another collaborative event with all of the other watershed planning and advisory councils across Alberta. Most recently, we've been working together, all of our groups, to host drought workshops across the province. And then even the Mighty Peace did a fire and water one in Grand Prairie a few weeks back. So we're all talking about the same things, and we're trying to inform and share as much information as we can to make our water outlook a little bit better for the future.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here, Kate. That was the main reasoning behind not only the fact that it's World Water Day, but putting on this webinar and letting everybody know, hey, this is what's going on?
Well, with World Water Day, it's a UN initiative. So this will be our third annual one that we're doing. And all we're doing is trying to promote water issues. So this one in particular is going to be quite timely for a lot of folks who are facing drought issues, and it's top of mind.
Who is involved, and who are some of the keynotes during the event?
So one of our speakers is Andre Asselin from the Alberta Water Council, and then another one is Oliver Brandes. He is the co-director of the POLIS project and ecological governance with University of Victoria. So these two guys are top in their fields, and then we've got one that's just been confirmed, so we're waiting to hear back on them.
You're not just looking for specific, I guess, water enthusiasts, for lack of a better term. You're looking for everybody to participate in this webinar, are you not?
Yeah, so as much information as we can get out there. This is going to be an accessible talk about water and keeping the peace while we're trying to share our very limited resource in the province. So everyone is welcome.
Again, we go back to the timing issue here, Kate. How good a timing is it? We mentioned, especially with the fire and the droughts that are happening in the last season, but especially going into this season when we haven't had a heck of a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah, so one thing that we've been highlighting in our drought workshops is most people kind of tend to think that most of our snowpack is most of our water supply. But in fact, we get most of our rain and water supply in this province in the June, kind of July months there. So we still have a hopeful outlook. We don't know what's going to happen yet. But if more snow comes, it's not going to hurt us for sure.
How good has the collaboration been with this event with the other watershed councils, not only in the area but around the province?
It's always excellent. Our education and outreach staff kind of come together to do these kinds of initiatives. And we're kind of a well-greased machine now. We kind of all know where each other shines and where we kind of lack, and we kind of support each other that way.
How much are you looking forward to it?
It's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Kate Loveson is the Watershed Coordinator for the Lesser Slave Watershed Council. Kate, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.